am at Lafayette College here in Easton, Pennsylvania, as Martin so delightfully announced.
Well, I got a phone call midway. You might want to turn my mic up, by the way. I got a phone call midway through speaking. Oh, this mic might not be on.
Is it the blue one?
Just turn on the blue one.
Isn't that? Oh, it is.
That sounds
Why
so much
is it
better
blue now.
Because there's the blue around the mic.
White.
Yeah, but look
right
at the
there.
Actual mic. There's blue.
Oh my god.
All right.
They need to change up the
yeah,
the mic.
Yeah, now you
set.
Sound great.
It's
yeah.
awful. They well, also, there's not a second pair of headphones, so I can't tell. If
there used to be. Where's the other one?
There used to be. Did I cover them up? No.
Well, we'll have to look. They're right here.
I'll right get, we'll get. Next break, I'll also have headphones.
Yeah, you sound great right
now. But now they could hear me. You're listening to The Common Room, also known as Creative Differences.
On the website it says Common Room, but...
We're going to go by Creative Differences, and if you're new to this show, it's called Creative Differences because me and Evan share similar music tastes,
but it's
also
just
different.
It's just different enough to warrant the title of
and
Creative
so,
Differences.
We have differences that are creative.
I mean, if you're not going to be, if you're going to be something, you should be creative.
And different.
That's what I always say.
So, Evan, I think you have the first two songs.
I tend to take the first two songs. I'm the last two, and I appreciate you
I'm
not
fine with
putting
it.
Up a fuss about that.
I usually forget
that.
Music. I'm like, I don't know what else to play. Evan can take it.
I appreciate that. Anyway, are we going to get into it?
I think so.
All right. We're going to start it off mellow with the great opening number from George Harrison's debut album, All Things Must Pass. This is I'd Have You Anytime.
Thank you. sea. I sleep beneath the golden hill. You who wish to conquer pain, you must learn, learn to serve me well. You strike my side by accident as you go down for your gold. The cripple here that you clothe and feed is neither starved nor cold. He does not ask for your company, not at the center of the world. Did not raise me there. Your laws do not compel me to kneel grotesque and bare. I myself am the pedestal for this ugly hump at which you stare. You must learn what makes me kind. The crumbs of love that you offer me, they're the crumbs I've left behind. Your pain is no credential here, it's just the shadow, shadow of my wound.
Welcome back to the common room, now with two more guests.
Two more. So we know Jay, but yes, we have another person with Jay as their first name, as the first letter of their first name.
That's close.
That's true.
Well, would you like to introduce yourself to the
sure.
world?
Sure. I'm Jack Pindell. I'm also a freshman here.
How
on
old
this
are you?
Same floor as these guys. 18 years old.
What are some of your hobbies? And are you single?
I am single. Surprisingly, right?
I know.
Let's see. Hobbies. Baseball. It's a big one. Play the violin. It's pretty cool. Big
you play the violin?
I do play the violin.
For how long have you played the violin?
Since about fourth grade.
Are you pretty good? You have to be pretty good at this point.
I, w- I don't want to toot my own horn, but at this point,
toot it.
All right, I'm toot it out.
Yeah, we're on the radio.
Pretty good. Yeah, playing in an orchestra for 6 years. So
was it the was it like a what's it called? What's the big word that the
Philharmonic. No, nothing like that. Just at a university in New Hampshire, there's a youth orchestra that I was in. Yeah.
Very cool.
Wow.
It's good stuff.
Anyway.
Never would have guessed that.
So, I wasn't going to guess that. I would have guessed.
I would not have guessed either.
Nothing similar to that.
Wait, why aren't you playing club baseball, Jack?
You know, I stopped playing baseball junior year. High school. Kind of wanted a break from it. Started playing basketball, but I actually play ultimate frisbee here.
Very cool. Yeah. Ah, and so does Jay. Jay, would you like to say hi?
I did not know that. I have not seen him at any practices.
I was there in the beginning, and then I stopped.
Yeah, Jay's a busy man.
It's valid. That's a valid reason.
All right. Well, we're happy to have you guys. Yeah.
Good to be here.
Jay for his third week in a row. Jack is a newbie. Say that louder, Martin.
Jay's not coming back.
It's because I'm starting my own show, and our ratings are going to be better. We're going to have
one. You should really speak into the mic.
We're going to have one listener to your none. So.
Hey, we have at least two.
That's for sure.
We've got Evan's girlfriend and his aunt.
We will have three to your two.
I think we usually get at least probably three.
My mom likes to listen as well.
Your mom likes to listen?
Yeah. She missed the last one, though, which is okay. Because, you know, she likes to listen to all of them, like, on the website.
I mean, you can listen to them after.
I know, yeah, like, I went home for fall break, and on, like, Friday night, we sat in the kitchen listening to the one we did last week, and I was like, I don't want to be here.
Why would you listen to your own?
Because my mom was like, let's listen. I'm like, no.
That's a bit, I wouldn't do that.
I didn't want to, but it was fun, because, you know.
You have to listen to Lily going, enjoy.
Lily had the worst mic etiquette.
She had a rough career in the mic.
She had a rough
mic.
Radio career.
How long was that career? Today?
About a week.
Yeah.
Well, one night to be exact.
A rough career. If it's
a solid 10 minutes.
10 minutes of fame.
Anyways, up next is
Martin's songs.
My songs of the creative differences side, and up first we have Roxanne by The Police, right?
By The Police,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, I was right.
Now light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long. Call me, only for me.
Are
you blue or white?
Turn off white and I'll keep talking. Look, I'm blue.
Ah, you were right. Well, you said white
originally, and then originally. I was like, it's blue.
I got confused. Because they screwed me up. They're gone, by the way, Jack and Jay. For whoever's listening, it's just me and Martin now. Martin and I.
I and Evan. That's not right.
Evan and I. Yeah.
Isn't it like... In my FYS, we talked about when to use me and I, and it got me so confused.
Also, change of subject. Do you have, like, a hissing in your headphones?
Yeah.
Is that bad?
No. It's not bad. I shouldn't eat crisps as we're talking on the radio.
Yeah. Well, that last song was a really great song.
It's
a very, very, very fine song.
It's a very, very, very fine song.
It was Our House by CSNNY. I feel bad for Neil Young. He was like...
He was just like...
He was the outlier.
There's Crosby, Stills, Nash.
But he's my... I think he's...
Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And then there's Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Yeah, the first three, they wrote a few albums together, and then Neil joined.
I, in physics in high school, my teacher, just as a fun thing, he assigned like a... Not a quiz, like a fun thing where he would play a song, he played two songs, and then tell us what the song name was and by who, and you had to figure out a connection, and each day he would add a song. I won the first time. It was, he played, what's that sound?
For What's Worth?
Yeah, he played that.
That's what you searched, because we played that in one of our first shows, and you searched Stop, children, what's that sound?
Because how I remember it, I love that part. And he also played like a Nash. It was Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. Was
very cool. In my middle school English. You won 50 points for a song?
Completely useless. You just gave me a certificate and had me stand in front of a class. I really didn't like it.
In middle school, in 7th and 8th grade, we had this British English teacher named Mrs. Forrest.
British English teacher?
She was amazing. Mrs. Forrest, and she'd do a song of the day every once in a while, and she'd put up like a section of the lyrics on the chalkboard, and I'd like pride myself on doing it. I'm getting it.
Singing the song?
No, just like being like, hey, that's... Like, she would put up the lyrics, and she's like, does anyone know the song?
Oh.
She did a lot of Queen.
Yeah.
Which was like, eh. And then there was, I don't know what else, I forget. It was a long time ago.
In chemistry, we did a day, because it was like the day before break, and he put up movie posters, and we had to guess what movie it was. And he put up 22 movies, and most people got lost or missed them. I got 21 out of 22. And it was like half of those movies I had not seen, but I had read the Wikipedia plot too. The Wikipedia plot, a lot for movies, they read well.
Well,
informative.
Yeah, well, this is informative information you're giving me. Should we do one of those?
Should we? Do you?
I'll do one right now. We might as well make an announcement while we are off of the music temporarily.
Nap. I'm so tired.
Yeah, I'm exhausted, and I'm quite ill at the moment. Anyway, here's a quick PSA for all of our listeners. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. The American Red Cross is working to reduce the number of fire deaths and injuries in our communities. Working with volunteers, we are visiting homes to install smoke alarms. Replace smoke alarm batteries and help families develop an escape plan. We can't do it without your help. Join the fire prevention campaign. Visit redcross.org to volunteer today. And it looks like I have talked Martin to sleep.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, well.
I could fall asleep listening to you read about fires.
Well.
Oh, it's your songs, isn't it? I have to think up some more songs.
Yeah, you do. You got
Don't tell me you're going to play. You're not playing Elton John, are you?
No, I'm not playing Elton John.
Okay, I'll play Elton John.
Are you going to play I'm Still Standing? Because we already played that.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did we play Goodbye Yellow Brick Road? I don't think we did.
No, but it's such like a...
It's a good song.
It is, but I was obsessed with that song when I was a kid, but that's just because it was all sad and I liked sad songs when I was a kid. I still like sad songs now, obviously, but...
I don't understand how our house is a, like, sad thing.
No, it's about... I mean, it's for lovers. Oh, dead air. Oh, Martin's uncomfortable with the idea of two people being in love.
What? No, I'm not. Why'd you say that?
Because you froze up when I said that.
No, I was going to make a joke, and then I realized it's not radio appropriate. So now I can't make it.
If you should be one thing, you should be smart and aware of radio guidelines.
Yeah. I've done enough shows to... Schnoes? I've done enough shows to know what not to say.
No,
my lord, I cannot speak it today
or ever.
Oh,
I just noticed we're both wearing American Eagle shirts. You're wearing a sky blue, and I'm wearing
a sky blue.
A solid pink.
I like that shirt.
I like that shirt.
Thank you.
Thank you. On that note, let's get into the next two songs. We're gonna ramp it up a bit after our. I guess you could categorize it as a mellow start to
mellow.
The night.
I mean, I played Roxanne.
With a hint of sadness mellow? And a little bit of happiness in there. What?
Is Roxanne mellow?
I mean, there's harder stuff.
There is.
Anyway, and you're going to hear it right now. This is the lead track off of one of the greatest albums of the 90s, OK Computer. This is Airbag.
And we are back with Creative. I still can't hear myself in my headphones.
Do you want me to turn the volume up?
I don't think it's...
I mean, you sound great to me.
Oh, well then, I'll keep talking.
But I mean, you always sound great.
I might not be able to hear you in my headphones either.
Oh, you totally just, like, dodged my compliment.
I'm definitely just listening to you, actually. Either way, thank you for the compliment.
Anyway, so we wanted to run this by our listener/ers. I mean, I don't know how many people are listening. So we were having an intriguing conversation today in the actual common room of our dorm on the third floor. It was myself, Martin, and our friend Sam Arnold.
To call him out by name.
He's a great guy. Sam's a very nice guy. He's very loud, but anyway, very loud. He's just got one of those booming voices. You know, you always know those people. He projects very loudly. Anyway, we were having an interesting rhetorical
debate
today.
It's not a debate.
And so, it initially started off as if we were to. What did it start?
I asked if you could do any
wish.
Oh
yeah, any wish in the whole world, and we didn't really answer that one. But you said you wouldn't have your allergies, correct?
No, that was... Sam narrowed it down. So it started with me asking, if you could have any wish in the world, what would it be? Like...
That's a big question.
Like, literally anything. Then Sam narrowed it down to, if there was one thing you could go back and change about yourself.
That's a good question.
And I said my allergies.
Because
I'm allergic to a lot of food. And I think that if I wasn't allergic to certain foods, I might have... eaten healthier.
Turned out better.
And turned out a bit healthier.
You look stunning, Martin.
I'm not. And then I said
so something along the lines of if you could go back to any point in human history or just history in general?
I said for the big wish one, something about history, and you said human history or like history.
Yeah,
and then you started talking about your wish, which would have been to go back to the frontier.
No. Oh, yeah, no, I said if I could have gone back and done something, I would have wanted to have been a frontiersman, and
someone will correct us afterwards.
Explored the West. That's what I wanted to do. It would have been awesome.
And then that
got us into a whole other thing, which was if you were to be brought back to the first year,
it was year zero in America, in Pennsylvania,
in Pennsylvania on Lafayette's campus, and if you could bring 10 things with you from the present time, what would you bring? And I got some major criticism right away for saying I want to bring a nice big winter jacket and jeans.
Well,
and
the reason
obliterated.
The reason you got criticism is because you started your survival list with jeans and a coat.
Well, yeah, you have to be, you know, properly clothed before you can go off and survive.
But then, as soon as you got further down the list, it wasn't as bad.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize there had to be, like, a pecking order for survival.
But we were expecting you to initially say, like, a bow, or
no, I'm always thinking about thinking about how I look. Isn't everyone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you are, Marty.
Yeah.
With your slacks and your American Eagle shirts.
Slacks.
Not slacks. What are they called? Trousers, right? What do you call them?
My trousers.
Trousers. Yeah.
Slacks.
We don't call them trousers here.
I know you don't call them trousers. I left England when I was 6. That doesn't mean I'm a fake Brit. That means I'm a young Brit.
Baby Brit.
Baby Brit. Regardless, I left when I was 6. I still have an accent, and I still say certain words differently. And because I left when I was 6, Jay is calling me a fake Brit.
Yeah, and like any time you pronounce anything in a slightly American way, we just jump on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're a real Brit.
But then also if I say it in a British way, you would jump on me anyways. So it's a lose-lose.
Well, I believe you, Martin.
Thank you. It's true. I can show you my birth certificate.
Do you have it with you right now?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my mom
has very disappointing.
The, like, red book of, like, my charts from when I was a baby. And I was so light that I wasn't on the chart.
Yeah, you're probably like a pound. I'd like to see how little you were. You were probably a very small little person.
I'm still very little.
You're quite small, yeah.
How much do you weigh?
Like 160, in between like 160 and 165.
I weigh like 50 pounds less.
Yeah, well, Makes sense. My aunt was texting me today, and she must have been listening to one of our shows, and she said, I like how you told Martin to pick on someone his own size, and I feel like she's under the impression that you're very tall.
I'm not very tall.
He's quite short, actually.
I am a small, underweight, pale British kid, and that's what I wrote my college essay. My teacher was like, you need a hook. Like, the first sentence, it needs to hook them.
Was that your hook?
It was, when you think of wrestlers, you think of, like, strong, muscular guys throwing each other to the mat at high risk of injury.
You definitely don't think of
a 106-pound, pale British kid.
Yeah.
And it worked. I mean, I got into Lafayette.
You did.
Something
good job,
Martin. Must have worked.
Congratulations. And now we're here making this show.
We are here making this show.
We are.
Were we going to talk about the... We were going to ask questions.
To us? Each other? What we're going to ask?
You came up with the idea.
I know, but we kind of... I thought we, like, breezed past it when we... I don't know.
I thought we were going to jump back to it.
Should we jump back to it, or should we play music and then jump back to it?
Well, you decide.
Well, they're your songs.
Well, you've got me there, but they are my... How about we'll play some music, and we'll jump back to the questioning.
After these next two songs.
So up first is we put Radio Gaga by Queen, and then...
Gaga? Is it only a ga on one of them, or is it Gaga?
What do you mean?
You said Radio Gaga.
I said Gaga.
You said Gaga.
I did not say Gaga. Right, maybe I say Gagoo.
This is Radio Gagoo by Queen.
Did you forget?
No, I wanted to make some joke and say like King, but then it's, you know, Queen. Have you seen the Queen movie?
Yeah, I actually really liked it.
It was on, they had it on a plane when I was going to South Africa. They had it on a plane and I watched it a few times. Cried a few times. No,
you cried in Queen?
I did not cry. Who's that? I didn't see.
Oh, shoot.
Anyway.
Have you seen Rocket Man?
No.
I've seen parts of it, and it seemed a lot more...
it's very musical. It's like a musical, right?
It's sort like of? A musical, but also I'm pretty sure the facts are more real. Like, Queen took some liberties. Liberties? Liberties.
Like, the movie took liberties?
Yeah. Like, one of our family friends is always upset about how it's not true enough.
That's what tends to happen with these... rockumentaries.
But apparently the Rocket Man one is pretty true to his life, which is surprising considering he's still alive.
He is.
But Freddie Mercury is quite dead.
He's quite dead.
He's quite dead.
He's very dead.
Dead.
Poor Freddie.
Dead as a doornail.
He had a great voice.
He did.
He was wild.
The other two, the two like guitarists, or the guitarist
Brian
and
May.
The other guy, the drummer?
People don't remember the other two. Oh, I think the drummer's name was...
Didn't they perform with at like... They performed
They performed with American Idol guy, Adam Lambert.
American Eagle guy?
American Idol guy.
That wasn't Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert's like the new Freddie Mercury now with Queen.
Is he?
Yeah, because... So I saw someone
it's
went...
some other man.
No, one of my friends went to a Queen concert somewhere, maybe in Philly or somewhere, and Adam Lambert was singing.
Wait, who's Adam Lambert?
He's the American Idol guy.
Yeah, there's a lot of American... Do you remember...
He was one of the first winners of American Idol.
Oh, okay.
And he blew
old
up.
American Idol? Like,
I used to watch it with my family.
Cowell.
It was great. Yeah, it was great. Classic. And
as soon as Simon Cowell left, it was ruined.
Oh, according to one of our sources, the drummer's name is Roger.
Oh, it's Roger. I knew Roger. Yeah. What's the other one?
I don't know. People forget about the bassist. But he came up with the riff Another One Bites the Dust. It was the which you learn in the movie.
You do.
It's very cool.
It's a good
movie. That's a cool scene
we
in the movie because they're fighting.
We should watch movies together.
And
we have yet to.
I know. We have to watch Pulp Fiction together. You haven't seen Pulp Fiction.
Have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
It's a good
you got to watch. Oh, you saw it? Okay.
Yeah, I've seen
We've talked about this.
We have.
All right, let's get into the music and then we'll jump back into the conversation after.
Did I ever introduce my second song?
No, and I don't think we've struggled to...
That's not what song I thought I had put in.
Radio Gaga?
So we've got Radio Gaga, and then up next, after Radio Gaga...
is Ticket to the Moon by Electric Light Orchestra. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
the good old 1980s, when things were so uncomplicated. I wish I could go back there again, and everything could be the same. I've got a ticket to the moon. I'll be leaving here any day soon. Yeah, I've got a ticket to the moon, but I'd rather see the sunrise in your eyes. Got a ticket to the moon. I'll be rising high above the earth so soon, and the tears I cry might turn into the rain that gently falls upon your window. You'll never know.
That was Ticket to the Moon by ELO. A pretty good song that Evan didn't recognize
until the chorus. I didn't recognize it until the chorus, and I kind of like it.
Only kind of.
Well, I thought that would be... I do like it.
I have the hiccups.
Yeah. yeah, I liked it a lot. It's very...
You.
What does that mean?
Well, that's the type of music you play.
How so?
Wait, what do you mean, how so?
Like, explain yourself.
It's the type of... like. That's what I would expect you to play.
Well, I did like that song.
Congratulations.
Strange. Okay.
You're welcome. That's what the word is. You're welcome.
Did you just say congratulations?
I couldn't remember the You're welcome.
What's the banter now? We have two more songs, and then we're going to wrap up our show.
Oh, we should talk about the question, which is, Evan, if you could go back in time to any date,
Well, I that's yeah, but like I already said what I want to do. But, like,
you come back. Why do you go back to the frontier and then come back?
Because like
there's no point.
You mean come back
now?
I would come back. That's no, the whole point.
I mean the whole point is you do come back.
Oh, wait.
This is a different question.
So you're saying I could go back for how long?
What's a reasonable amount of time?
I don't know, like a year?
Okay, I guess it's a year.
Yeah, I'd do a year
you
out
still
west.
Do a year in the, like, in yeah. Pennsylvania?
No, I do a year as a frontiersman. I do a year. That's the whole thing. Are we on different, like, wavelengths right now?
What do you mean?
Just elaborate on the question. Go back what to, like, here or any time well, okay.
Also,
possible.
When me and Sam asked him this question earlier today, it was like, it was a test in class. You kept on asking, like, elaboration into this question.
No, because Sam was being a little bit vague, so I was just trying to clarify what he meant.
What was he
meant.
Being vague about?
I don't know. I forget. It was like several hours ago, but I remember him. I just wanted to make sure I had the question right. Is there anything wrong with that?
No, but it's just you have the question. You go back to any point in time.
Okay.
For a year.
Okay.
You come back. If you die, you're dead.
Okay. Still, same answer. Or?
What you like? Or when? Do you pre-Columbus or wait?
No, like during the time of the conquering of the West. Except I wouldn't conquer. I would just spread
love and joy
and stories sickness. And yeah, sickness. That would be involuntary.
Wait, but, wouldn't you? Isn't it? No, humans would die if we went back because there's so many sicknesses I've died off that we don't like smallpox and that.
You might be right. But that's the thing. If we went back, would we already be vaccinated for all of it?
What?
Because, like, we in the present time have gotten vaccinations for all these, like, diseases that don't really show up anymore, right?
But aren't there, like, extinct diseases that we don't vaccinate
for? Oh, yeah, they probably are. Yeah, they definitely are. I think in the terms of this rhetorical question, that should not matter. It's just going back for a
this
year.
This rhetorical question got very medical all of a sudden.
It's what?
Medical. Medical.
Yes, no,
medical.
What do you mean? You just said the word medical. What does that mean? No, you brought it to medical. I didn't bring it to medical.
Yeah, but it's still medical. Oh, medical. If you say enough, medical is a weird word.
Medical?
Yeah.
Sounds like metal.
It sounds like metal. It's not at all related to metal. All
right. Anyway, what would you do, Martin? We've been so stuck up on my answer.
I go back to the time of Shakespeare.
Would you watch Shakespeare?
I would. And Elizabeth I.
Do you think that Shakespeare's a man?
What?
Shakespeare
is a woman?
Yeah.
Have you read Merchant of Venice?
No.
I like that one.
No, I read an article in high school that argues that Shakespeare's a woman.
I think he's a man.
We'll never know.
Wasn't his name William?
Well, funny you should mention that.
Considering that's a male name for that time.
Years ago. Well, you know how Billy is used for people named William?
Yeah. But he didn't go by Billy.
But here's the thing. My uncle dated a woman named Billy.
Billy is a woman's name.
But not William.
William is
not
a woman's name.
So maybe
they have a code of... The family got a code of arms. And, like, there's histories of it that he's male, I think. I don't remember my research.
Do you have the records that could prove it?
No,
here in the studio?
Here in the studio? No, I don't. But it's like being recorded, like, he was born here on this date. He died sometime between these two dates.
Well, I mean, maybe it was like some crazed fan that was like, oh, I'm going to totally alter the future perception of William Shakespeare. Or, I mean, you know, what if his name wasn't even William, you know?
What, like, what if
it was Billy? We can't prove it. I don't think we can.
I'm pretty sure you wouldn't go back and say.
Well, then why is there so much debate about it? Why is there so much debate about it? Well, maybe that's different because I don't know. I mean, is it?
That's further back in time.
I know, it's much further back in time.
Yeah, and that's been recorded that he's a man.
Yeah, his but that's also like, yeah, but also, yeah, but.
You ever heard of William Shakespeare, like the woman?
I feel like that, like Julius Caesar and that whole thing is, I think all of those stories are a little bit.
What do you mean stories?
Not stories, like all these like.
Like history?
Like when he died.
And he got stabbed a lot.
When he got stabbed. I feel like
by
that.
By senators.
Yes, by Brutus?
Yeah, one of them.
It was like his accomplice.
His like friends
his
killed
friend
him.
Accomplice, and then, yeah, the friends killed him. What was I going to say? But I feel like that whole thing maybe was like a little bit, for lack of a better word, exaggerated, because it's like...
Are you saying that Julius Caesar didn't get stabbed?
I'm not saying he didn't
times.
Get stabbed, but like maybe... But like, how do we know that this happened? I mean, this was so much longer.
Because people write stuff down.
Yeah, but okay. Anyway. We're going to get to like debating about like the Bible at this point.
How are we going to get to the Bible?
Well, because like we're on
is
that
Jesus
track. We're on that track. Do you think the Bible is appropriate radio talk? They say no obscene, indecent, or profane.
I don't think the Bible is indecent.
Is it profane?
No.
It's just a book.
I mean, we're talking like civilized college students about the true validity. I like that word, validity.
Nice job.
Behind certain historical events. And if they were men or women. Women? Women.
Men or women.
Men or women. No, I think Shakespeare was a man.
All right, well, it's up to debate.
I wrote an essay about how Shakespeare's, what are they called? Plays?
Yes.
Plays. Shakespeare are, like, empowering to women. Not a very good essay, have to admit.
Did you not do well on it?
I think I got a B on it. I got Bs on most of my essays in high school.
Bs?
I thought like you got As.
Me? I got As and Bs.
Of course you did.
But like, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know. Like, what was I going to say? I've totally lost my train of thought. Yeah, I got As and Bs. And I got As,
Bs, the occasional C.
Also the occasional C. I think I only got two Cs in high school. It was freshman year. Advanced physics, because I didn't know I was in the advanced class.
Advanced physics freshman year?
And advanced chemistry. I did not know I was in the advanced until the first day when I walked in. They're like, welcome to the advanced. I was like, I don't belong
I
here.
I took not advanced physics senior year.
It was like we had two levels of it, because we had to do physics and chemistry. We did first semester freshman year physics, and then second semester chemistry, and then we did that again junior year.
Oh, we just did. It was awful. Freshman year was earth science, unless in middle school you tested out of it, in which case you went to chemistry. Sophomore year was chemistry, right? Nope, I've skipped one. Sophomore year was bio, junior year was chemistry, and senior year was physics. And if you tested out of earth science, you just bumped up one.
Well, I wish we could test out of it, because I'm not a fan
of what?
Science,
yeah. I'm not doing well in chemistry, I am.
Not a fan of learning academic science, like, in a classroom. But
I'm not a fan of sciences. Bio, I couldn't stay awake in. Chemistry, now I can't stay awake in.
I mean,
physics, I actually kind of liked. So my professor was... He was a good professor.
Good.
He was good, yes, good.
Do you have anything else to say?
Why don't we play California Dreaming?
We've played it. I feel like we've played it like twice already. And we listen to
we
it all the time
like
up on dorm. We listen to it so
up
much.
Up on dorm?
I mean, we are on the third floor.
Oh, so something that was answered over the break is that me and Evan got confused over Evan and I, me and Evan.
Yeah, according apparently, to our source, it's Evan and me, and I
what
am
an
more...
awful sentence that is.
Evan and me?
Yeah, I remember now why I got so confused in my FYS.
I don't like it.
Evan and me?
I've always been told
it's blank and I.
And I. Yeah, my mom corrects me every single time
I say
something in me.
This might be wrong. Take this with a grain of salt. That if it's in a sentence, you say and I. But if it's just the thing...
I mean,
thing,
does it depend on the context of when you say me? Because like I used to say, like I would say like me and Martin, and then my mom would go like Martin and I.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't know when it's Martin and me.
Is our source replying?
She says yes and then no.
What?
I don't know what.
No, that's not helpful. Sorry, source. That's not very helpful when we don't know what you're talking about.
Should we get this ship sailing?
I think we had a pretty good tour this show.
Yeah, I mean, if it's just the two of us. We do need to talk more. But we have to cut. We have to
do it beforehand.
Yeah, like we should come up with things to talk about beforehand.
Well, not rehearse.
Not rehearse, just like have like, an outline.
Yeah. Although I liked how you brought up William Shakespeare.
You brought it up, I
Shakespeare.
Think.
I didn't bring him up at all.
No, you said you would go back to the time of William Shakespeare.
Yeah, but then you brought up, is he a man or a woman?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Anyway, we're going to end the show tonight with two real hard hitters. One of them, some people may know. Another one, most people will not know, but it deserves to be known because it's a very beautiful song. But, you know, if no one listens, that's fine because I have it and the people that matter have this song. The first one is...
People that matter. Who are the people that matter?
Well, the people in my life that matter.
Are you saying no one in my life matters?
No, I'm just talking about me right now, Martin.
Why?
Well, because I'm... Never mind. The songs are... Well, I'll introduce the first one. I like to leave the second one as a mystery.
But what if they want to know what the second one is? Because we're not talking.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to talk.
We also need to say the thing.
Anyway.
Anyway, right. You are listening to WJOH 104.9 FM, Left Right College Radio, here in Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is the Common Room / Creative Differences. My name's Evan.
My name's Martin.
Anyway, the first song...
We should go by our initials.
So mine would just be F and you would be... M-p. Anyway, the first song is Read My Mind by The Killers. The second one is Morning Theft by Jeff Buckley.
Mind. You say I'm falling behind. Can you read my mind? and takes care of the wound so I can believe. You had so much to give, you thought I couldn't see. Gifts for boot heels to crush, promises deceit. I had to send it away to bring us back. Silent waters deep. Your precious daughter in the other room asleep. A kiss goodnight from every stranger that I meet. I had to send it away to bring us back again. Morning flame. Pretender left ungrateful. True self is what brought you here to me, the place where we can accept.
When we can say